Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jason Jennings is our guest. Jason is a best-selling author of many books, including It's Not the Big That Eat the Small, It's the Fast That Eat the Slow. I agree with that. His new book is called The Reinventors. It's just out now, and it's all about a topic you and I have talked about, folks, many times on the show. And a guy named Dan Coughlin said Jennings is clearly the successor of Peter Drucker. That's pretty high praise, folks, and I know his mother's proud of him for that. Jason Jennings, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you on the show. Congratulations on all the success you've had, especially the new book, The Reinventors. I'm glad you wrote about this. You and your folks did a lot of research on companies, how companies reinvented themselves, what they did to stay relevant, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We actually studied, myself and my research team, scoured the Internet and the archives of history, and we came up with the 22,000 articles, magazine, newspaper, and blogs that have been written on the subject of reinvention and innovation over the past decade. We read every one of them. We were in search of the very best examples of companies that had masterfully, continually reinvented themselves, and we finally narrowed it down to the best stories, to the best examples, find out what these companies had in common, and the result is the book.
One of the things, and I want to get into that in just a second, one of the things that I wanted to get your thoughts on is I've been spending a lot of time talking about relevance.
Yes.
And I've said in my next book, I'm saying that relevance is trumping competitiveness in what I'm calling the age of the customer, Jason. And so my question to you is, you know, the old thing about if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Long before something breaks in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, you become irrelevant. What do you think?
I completely agree. In fact, in addition to the books, I do about 80 speeches a year around the world. And one of the lines that I include in every speech is I look out at the audience and I say, I want you to finish this for me. If it ain't broke, and everybody shouts out, don't fix it.
Right.
And then I say, you know, that is one of the most stupid lines of conventional wisdom I've ever heard in my life.
Isn't that an epitaph now?
Well, in fact, it is, because I sum it up this way. By the time you know you suck, you've sucked for a long, long time. And by the time you get ready to fix something, it's probably too late to fix it.
Right.
And companies that are serial reinventors and committed to constantly reinventing themselves are constantly questioning every person, every product, every process, saying, how can we make this better? How can we make this better for the customer? How can we make this better for all the stakeholders in the organization? Is it time to replace it with something else?
Mm-hmm.
One of the chapters of the book, chapter two, is about letting go. I believe that the ability to let go is the one thing that separates individuals and companies that can reinvent from those who are unable to do. And anytime you hear a company or an entrepreneur or business person talking about their legacy brand,
mm-hmm.
you know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because legacy brands need to have a tag tied around their toe and be in a sliding door
mm-hmm.
someplace.
Well, the thing that's really has made it rough on a lot of companies in the last 20 years, Jason, is that some of us have been around long enough that we remember when you could have a legacy brand and it could last a
yes.
decade, it could last a couple of generations. Today, legacy brands last about, 9 months maybe at the most?
That's exactly right. Every product, every service, I mean, has an S-curve. I mean, it has a livelihood. It's got a lifespan. But by the time it's getting to the last half of its lifespan, you've got to be prepared to replace it with something
mm-hmm.
else, or you're going to be in deep trouble.
That means when you roll out a new idea, you better already be working on its replacement these days, isn't it?
And I believe that I know your show is about small business, but something that everybody can identify with, I think the best way to prove what you just said is to take a look at Apple. I mean, by the time Apple introduces a product, there's already planned obsolescence because they're already well along on what the next iteration is going to be. And so there sits Apple, the world's most valuable company, worth about $600 billion. On the other hand, compare that to BlackBerry and their owner, Research in Motion,
right,
which a couple of years ago was worth $77 billion. Today is worth $7 billion. They've lost 90% of their market value. And, I mean, I think there's a lot of questions about whether they'll even continue.
And what's crazy, Jason, is even I could see that their world was going to be turned upside down 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes.
Even I could see that.
Because they were not readying the next big thing. They're now talking about the fact they're going to have a new operating system maybe 6 months from now. Well, I don't believe they've got 6 months.
Well, the thing that I remind people about, because see, a lot of small business owners think that if reinvention means they have to go from selling cars to kumquats, you know, and that's not what it means.
Right.
And so what I've been saying is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. What do you think?
I completely agree with that. The one thing that I think is completely relevant to all of your listeners and everybody in business is I was sitting down last Friday on the East Coast with the owner of a company, and he said, I agree with everything in your book. He said, I love it. I love the information. He said, and he said, we're trying to do a lot of these things. He said, the one problem we have is the thing you talk about in the very first chapter in the book. And what I talk about in the first chapter of the book is, it is a responsibility of every business. I don't care if you have a dry cleaner, a car dealership, a diner, I don't care what it happens to be, or a multinational. What we found is that companies that do a great job of continually reinventing themselves have made a commitment. And please listen very carefully so it's not so you don't hear something that I'm not saying. Serial reinventors are committed to a double-digit increase in their financial performance every year. Now, I didn't say a double-digit revenue increase.
Right.
It might be half on the top line, half on the bottom line from increased efficiencies. But every one of these companies make a guiding principle the fact that they're going to have a double-digit improvement in financial performance every year. The reason they do that is because if you have that commitment, the first thing is you're going to be able to find, keep, and grow good people.
Right.
Good people are not going to stick around if they don't see more money for themselves, more opportunity, and more challenge ahead. They're going to leave.
And nothing that you sell or do is sacred.
Nothing.
It can't be. Hold on to that thought, Jason. The book is called The Reinventors. Jason Jennings and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.